Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, July 19. Coming up, Trinidad and Tobago government addressing immigration concerns, Financial Secretary Devon Rowe retires, and Women's Centre of Jamaica Foundation to open new adolescent clinic. The details after the break.
Things are looking up for the manufacturing sector lately, you know. With the help of the Bureau of Standards, I was able to get my goods tested and certified to meet the import standards for the United Kingdom.
The Economic Partnership Agreement, financed by the European Union and implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, is overseeing the ISO 17025 accreditation of several food testing labs. The project is also helping local manufacturers export to new markets overseas, all part of a long-term growth strategy for the sector.
In the next 5 years, I can see our company growing tremendously. Thanks, EU. Thanks, PIOJ.
Now the news. Trinidad and Tobago Foreign Minister Dennis Moses says the government is actively addressing concerns over the treatment of Caribbean nationals arriving in the country. Mr. Moses says all immigration personnel who interact with members of the public at the Piarco International Airport in Trinidad are undergoing customer service training.
So that training would involve 20 to 30 persons per day, and all told, we would have in excess of 100 persons trained. All the full complement, including supervisors, would have been trained at the end of the session next Tuesday.
Mr. Moses says there will be continued phases of training going forward to ensure that high customer service standards are maintained. The Trinidad and Tobago Foreign Minister was speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister Monday. He is part of a delegation led by Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley in Jamaica for a four-day official visit. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith is commending the government of Trinidad and Tobago for its recent efforts to have several Jamaicans detained in the Twin Island Republic returned home. Several Jamaicans were being detained in Trinidad since last year after allegedly infringing the country's immigration regulations. Mrs. Johnson-Smith says the government is thankful for the considerable personal effort of Foreign Affairs Minister Dennis Moses in ensuring that the Jamaicans were released as soon as possible.
I just want to acknowledge the effort that he has personally made in ensuring that the processes have been expedited and that the blockages have been removed to ensure that 15 persons were returned to Jamaica recently and a further 25 or 26 have completed their special inquiry processes and will be returned to Jamaica in the soonest order.
Mrs. Johnson-Smith was speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister on Monday. Chief Economist Everton McFarlane has been appointed Acting Financial Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, effective July 16. The appointment follows the retirement of Financial Secretary Devon Rowe. Mr. McFarlane has served as Chief Economist in the Finance Ministry and has held positions at the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, and the Financial Services Commission, FSC. In a press release, Finance Minister Aldis Shaw welcomed the appointment of Mr. McFarlane, noting that the work ahead includes the human resources transformation efforts of the ministry and the maintenance of fiscal stability within the framework of achieving sustainable economic growth. Minister Shaw also thanked Mr. Rowe for his long and distinguished service to the government. Mr. Rowe has served in the capacity since 2012. He is a career civil servant who was awarded the Order of Distinction in the rank of Commander in August 2014. Mr. Rowe also served as a board member at the Bank of Jamaica and as a member of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC. And the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, WCJF, is expected to open a new clinic for adolescent mothers in September. Executive Director of the WCJF, Dr. Zoe Simpson, says the facility will provide teen mothers with access to prenatal care in a timely manner.
What we're doing at that adolescent clinic is to provide the adolescent mothers at the Kingston Center with the sexual and reproductive commodities and services that they need. Instead of taking a whole day off each week to go to the public spaces for that, for their methods and all, they can now get their methods right here and then go back to their classes right away.
Funding for the clinic is being provided by the Embassy of Germany in partnership with several agencies, including the National Family Planning Board, Jamaica Family Planning Association, and the Psychological Association of Jamaica. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.